This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Tonight, Iran.
Iranians rallied and chanted outside the British embassy in Tehran after Iran launched an unprecedented attack on Israel Saturday. This man says,
I have not seen anywhere in any country that people are happy with an attack on another country in a war, but tonight the people deprive themselves of sleep to express and understand how important this war is to us and that we are happy about this attack on the country of Israel.
Israel military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said that the country's military, in coordination with its allies, shot down more than 200 drones in addition to missiles.
A number of Iranian missiles fell inside Israeli territory, causing minor damage to a military base with no casualties. Only one little girl has been hurt, and we hope she will be well.
And we get more react from Reuters' Diane Toe.
On Saturday, U.S. President Joe Biden cut short a visit to Delaware for an emergency meeting in the White House Situation Room. He later pledged an ironclad commitment to Israel against security threats. The White House said Biden and Netanyahu also spoke by phone on Saturday night. According to the Pentagon, U.S. forces intercepted dozens of missiles and drones launched from Iran as well as Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Many world leaders condemned the strikes, with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres adding that he was deeply alarmed by the very real danger of a devastating region-wide escalation.
That's Reuters' Diane Toe. And again, Israel hailed the success of its defenses in the face of the unprecedented attack by Iran involving hundreds of drones. This is VOA News. Chinese state media reports a top-ranking official has reaffirmed ties with North Korea during a meeting with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, in the capital. The visit by Zhao Leishi, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy and heads the ceremonial parliament, comes as tensions are again on the rise as North Korea test fires missiles launched to intimidate South Korea and its ally, the United States. News agency reported that Zhao told Kim at their Saturday meeting that China, the North's most important source of economic aid and diplomatic support, looked forward to further developing ties but made no mention of the political situation on the peninsula. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on a Ukraine military admitting that conditions are getting worse there.
Ukraine warns of a significantly worsening battlefield situation. Ukraine's military chief is warning that the battlefield state in the country's east has recently significantly worsened, with warmer temperatures allowing Russian forces to launch a fresh push along several stretches of the front line. General Oleksandr Syrsky says Moscow has ramped up its assaults since President Putin extended his nearly quarter-century rule in a preordained election. According to Syrsky, Russian forces are actively attacking Ukrainian positions in three areas of the eastern Donetsk region. It comes as the war in Ukraine enters its third year and a vital U.S. aid package is stuck in Congress. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on lower than expected usage of a new drug that can slow the effects of Alzheimer's disease.
It's been more than a year since Leqembi was approved, and yet sales of the drug have lagged and treatment systems remain complicated. More than 6 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure, but Leqembi is found to clear a sticky brain protein called amyloid that's a key indicator of Alzheimer's. The drug maker says hospitals and health systems have needed more time than expected to set up their systems for delivering Leqembi, which requires regular infusions and imaging scans. Some health insurers have rejected coverage, and doctors expect some patients will hesitate to take Leqembi, given the subtlety of the improvement it provides and the risk of brain swelling and bleeding. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The last of 174 people stranded in cable cars high above a mountain in southern Turkey were brought to safety Saturday, nearly 23 hours after one pod hit a pole, burst open, and killed one person and injured seven when they plummeted to the rocks below. The Interior Minister announced the successful completion of the rescue operation on X Saturday afternoon. I'm Tommy McNeil.